I'm Kurt Anderson, and this is Studio 360. Today, we're taking you to the Rocky Mountains, where we taped the show live at the Aspen Ideas Festival in 2008. One of my very favorite musicians, Steve Earle, is my guest. Steve, it is great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
So, here you are. How does a lefty rebel singing about Emma Goldman feel about being among all these members of the establishment? I mean, the man is essentially out here.
Yeah, that, I haven't seen, you know, that many corporate logos outside of sports stadiums in my life. I was walking down the sidewalk. It is pretty intimidating. I don't think that all of our problems are due to the fact that corporations are inherently evil, although some corporations are inherently evil. But the reality of the situation is that artists have always had to look for funding somewhere. And, I've taken money from really huge corporations for most of my career. I was on major labels for a long time. And, of course, that business completely and totally collapse. There basically are no major corporations to take money from to make music anymore.
So that solves that problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
But of course, you told me before the show that you used your time in Colorado here in Aspen to go fishing.
Oh yeah, this leg of the tour was booked. We fished Taos, which is kind of where I learned to fish, and we fished Telluride out of Telluride the last couple of days. I was fishing at about 8,000 feet all day yesterday. So if I fall asleep, that's what it is. It's not because I think you're boring. I'm just whipped. You know, it's one of those.
Now, you come from the southern part of the United States.
I do.
But your latest record, which is called Washington Square Serenade, is a love song to New York City.
Well, Alison Moore in New York City. It's a less political, I guess, on the surface than my last couple of records, because it was time to take care of some personal business. But it's big changes in my life. I moved to New York 3 years ago, basically because I lived in Tennessee for 32 years. I'm from Texas originally, and I hitchhiked to Tennessee when I was 19 to do this. I didn't know you could get to Tennessee any other way but hitchhike till I was 26 or 27. And I thought about going to New York then, and I started making records, and then I started going to New York to play, and I've always loved it. And basically, more than anything else, I became, coming to grips with mortality in sort of a positive way. The idea that I've obviously missed the live fast and leave a good looking corpse thing. So, as I get older, Tennessee's a beautiful place, but for me personally, I was able to live there for 30 years mainly because I wasn't there very much. I travel all around the world. And, do I want to, is that where if I become infirm for some reason and get my wings clipped, do I want to be in Tennessee? And when I asked myself that question, the answer was no. I'd rather be one of those old commies in a wheelchair that run over my foot on Bleecker Street. It looks like a better deal to me.
So it's worked out. There's no culture shock. You're no longer a fish out of water in New York?
No, we're actually going to get a place in Woodstock, it looks like, a little closer. Just that's for Allison, though. I could stay in the city all the time. After being a total motorhead all my life, I spent my whole youth building motorcycles and cars that I couldn't keep on the ground. And now I really don't care whether I ever get in a car again. Just the whole idea of having a 24-hour day public transportation system, be able to, for $2, start a journey to anywhere in the world from a block from my house, depending on which direction I walk, seems like, pretty cool to me right
well,
now.
Well, instead of continuing to talk about the charms of New York, you have a song about the move called Tennessee Blues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to hear it.
Can I do that from right here? Y'all prepared for that? Will that be too big of a curveball? You got me? Or
thank you.
sunset, my mirror, pedal on the floor, climb in New York City, won't be back no more. Won't be back no more, boys won't see me around. Goodbye, Guitar Town. Goes out on the highway, voices in the wind, telling me we may never pass this way again. Voices on the highway, angels beckoning like a long lost friend. Fare thee well, I'm bound to roam. This ain't never been my home. Strange in my mirror, lines around my eyes, string around my finger, but I don't remember why. Don't remember why, boys, don't remember how. Goodbye, Guitar Town. This ain't never been my home. Blue dog on my floorboard, redhead by my side, cross the mighty Hudson River to New York City side. Redhead by my side, boy, sweetest thing I found. Goodbye, Guitar Town.
Steve Earle.